Hello, my name's Dave Emery, and this is Side 2 of For the Record program number 357, titled Mein Jihad, Part 5, The Jihad for Freedom, Part 2. That last, a reference to the Crusade for Freedom, an illegal domestic, basically American/Nazi intelligence operation with the highest links to the Republican Party. There appears to have been something very similar with regard to Islamo-fascist organizations that were involved with September 11th. Due to the limitations of time, the manied and very important and admittedly complex and probably deliberately difficult to sort out connections of many of these institutions and individuals cannot be delineated at length. There's a website, spitfirelist.com. Look in the For the Record section, detailed annotated descriptions of the programs with all of those details. More later in the program. Resuming with an article that we were looking at in the first side of the program, this is called Fevered Pitch by Franklin Foer, F-O-E-R. It's from the New Republic Online of November 12th of 2001, and of the many Islamo-fascist connections of Grover Norquist, and again, not to be misunderstood as characterizing Islam as fascist, but there are powerful elements within Islam that are, and there are strong elements of overlap between that milieu, the al-Taqwa milieu, and the Republican Party and Grover Norquist. We read the following. But the events of September 11th have cast some of Norquist's relationships in a less flattering light. Consider first the history and recent statements of the American Muslim Council, the organization that presented Norquist with an achievement award, and whose officials attend Norquist-arranged meetings with the Republican hierarchy. In the 1990s, it co-sponsored two conferences with the United Association for Studies and Research, which, according to the New York Times, a convicted operative named Mohammed Abdel Hamid Salah in 1993 called the political command, unquote, of Hamas in the United States. By the way, many of these elements overlapping the al-Taqwa milieu were meeting with George Bush after September 11th. Skipping down, the record of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CAIR, which, like the AMC, sends members to meetings organized by Norquist and Safouri, is no more encouraging. When interviewed by Salon's Jake Tapper on September 26th, CAIR Communication Director Ibrahim Hooper refused to condemn Osama bin Laden. CAIR founder Nihad Awad, who appeared with Bush at the Washington Islamic Center, by the way, that was days after September 11th. In fact, it was on September 18th. The exact date was mentioned in the beginning of the article. Beginning again, CAIR founder Nihad Awad, who appeared with Bush at the Washington Islamic Center, has argued that, quote, there is ample evidence indicating that both the Mossad and the Egyptian intelligence service played a role in the 1993 World Trade Center explosion, unquote. And by the way, the precise date of that meeting at which that ripe individual, that was on the afternoon of September 26th that Bush met with that guy. Continuing. And Siraj Wahaj, who has served as a CAIR board member, has been described by federal prosecutor Mary Jo White as a possible conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And in For the Record program 354, as well as number 330 and 328, I talked about profound links, also in 336, between the World Trade Center bombing and of 1993 and the Oklahoma City bombing. McVeigh co-conspirator Terry Nichols appears to have been involved with Ramzi Youssef, who was the mastermind of the 1993 attack and strongly connected to the milieu of al-Taqwa, and a board member of the CAIR was described by Mary Jo White as a possible conspirator in the 1993 bombing. Note again that many of these Islamo-fascist elements that I have spoken about are professing to speak for not only the Muslim community in the United States, but the Muslim community worldwide. And I am not alone in noting how unfortunate that is. In fact, many responsible Islamic elements in the United States have complained about exactly the same thing. Concluding our look at this New Republic article, As Harvard professor of Islamic studies Ali Hassani has complained, quote, "There is general concern among Muslim intellectuals about how not only CAIR, but some of these other organizations are claiming to speak in the name of the Muslim community, and how they're coming to be recognized by the government as spokespeople for the Muslim community in the United States," unquote. Note that statement. I think it speaks for itself, and it's a very important one as well. Now, in the remarkable text co-authored by former Justice Department investigator John Loftus and Mark Ahrens, The Secret War Against the Jews, which gives the definitive information about the Crusade for Freedom and its links with, among others, Alan Dulles, Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, William Casey, the evolution of the Crusade for Freedom milieu into the Republican Ethnic Outreach Organization under Richard Nixon and then chairman of the Republican National Committee, George Bush the Elder. We have looked at the book The Secret War Against the Jews on many occasions, and we last accessed information about the Bush milieu and the Crusade for Freedom in, for the record, 346. I want to note, in connection with Operation Green Quest, which led to the raids on March 20th, which uncovered these many links between the Al-Taqwa milieu and the Bush administration and organizations involved with Grover Norquist, a very, very labyrinthine milieu indeed, with many elements of overlap, as I said, with Al-Taqwa. I want to note who one of the people was whose work helped to engender the raids on March 20th. Following articles from the Washington Post of March 24th of 2002, this article was co-authored by John Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, and Tom Jackman, J-A-C-K-M-A-N, headlined "Finances Prompted Raids on Muslims," subtitled "U.S. Suspected Terror Ties to Northern Virginia for Years," and skipping down of Operation Green Quest. While the latest probe of these entities began years ago, U.S. officials say it heated up after the September 11th terrorist attacks. But sources said they had to plan their raids in a hurry starting 2 weeks ago because of a telephone call from a lawyer in Florida. John Loftus, a former Nazi hunter for the Justice Department and more recently a lawyer for U.S. intelligence agency whistleblowers, contacted government officials March 11th, saying he was about to file a lawsuit in Florida against Al-Arian that would lay out the ties among him, the International Institute, various of its affiliates, and Saudi interests. Customs and Treasury officials hustled to prepare their raids for March 20th, the day that Loftus filed his lawsuit claiming various frauds by Al-Arian, Loftus and government officials said. There was no coincidence, unquote, Loftus said. I would also add that there are numerous other Treasury Department links with the Al-Taqwa milieu, as noted in, among other programs, 352. I would also note that Stephen Emerson, the author of the best-selling American Jihad and also the book The American House of Saud that we've accessed in the past, has also cited many of these same elements. So John Loftus, salud, brother. Well done. And it remains to be seen whether these investigations are borne out as they should be. We're going to turn now for more examination of the milieu of Al-Qaeda and Nada management. Again, Youssef Nada, according to the book we're about to read, was alleged to have worked for German intelligence in World War II, connected the Muslim Brotherhood, connected to Ahmed Huber, in turn a protege of Goebbels' former chief of anti-Semitic propaganda. And remember that in For the Record 352, we looked at an article from the San Francisco Chronicle of March 12th of 2002, in which Al-Taqwa was described as having been allegedly founded by François Janoux, the heir to the literary works of Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, and Martin Bormann, an individual that we've looked at in connection with what I call the Underground Reich and the post-World War II terrorist milieu, and an individual who has many areas of overlap with Al-Taqwa and was alleged, again, in that Chronicle article to have founded Al-Taqwa. Now, in For the Record 356, we took a look at the Banco del Gotardo, or the Bank of Gothard, or the Bank of the Goat Herders in English, located in Lugano, Switzerland, same place as the headquarters of Al-Taqwa. There are interlocking directorates and economic connections between the Banco del Gotardo and Clearstream, which in turn is allegedly connected to Al-Taqwa, to Bin Laden's organization, to the BCCI, and to the milieu of Talat Otman, who overlaps the Al-Taqwa milieu and is a very, very close person to George W. Bush and gave a benediction, a Republican benediction, at the Republican convention in 2000. He's one of the people who was on these interlocking directorates with the Al-Taqwa milieu. Now, Dollars for Terror, The United States in Islam, authored by Richard LaBeviere, published originally in French in 1999 and published in English in 2000 in softcover by Algora Publishing. Visit their website at www.algora.com. ISBN number 1-892-941-06-6. Reviewing about the Bank of Gotthard or the Banco del Gotardo and Al-Taqwa, an individual we talked about in connection with the March 20th raids, Ali Ghaleb Himat, and also the NIGH. And we're going to hear about the Gulf Office and Mercy International that we looked at in 351, and Operation Clean Hands. And note, the Banco del Gotardo, we spoke about this last week, connected to Clearstream. We're going to review those connections. The Milanese connection originates in the Bahamas. Since leaving its first head office in Nassau, Al-Taqwa established itself at NIGH, Nasreddin International Group Holdings, at 10 Dewa Street in Nassau. That's a reference, by the way, to Ahmed Idris Nasreddin. More about him. His assets were recently frozen. Note also Ali Ghaleb Himat. The NIGH holding company deserves close attention. Youssef Nada's assistant, Ali Ghaleb Himat, works there, and the Bank of Gotthard, parenthetically the Banco del Gotardo, is NIGH's bank through account CC/B number 313656 through the agency of Chiasso in the name of a charity foundation. The Bank of Gotthard also appears in a confidential report on Al-Taqwa's activity under the heading of Business Connections. The bank manager at Gotthard, Claudio Generali, told me, however, that he does not know either Al-Taqwa or its director, much less the holding company, NIGH. I would add, take that with a grain of salt. More. The president and creator of NIGH, Nasreddin Ahmed Idris, who also appears on the list of the first shareholders in Al-Taqwa, is Honorary Consul of Kuwait in Milan. Living in Italy, Switzerland, and Morocco, this businessman directs a multitude of financial companies, most of which end up leading again to the nebula of Al-Taqwa. One of them, Gulf Office, Association for Commercial, Industrial, and Tourist Development between the Gulf States and Switzerland, currently dormant, has been housed in the same building as the Mosque of Lugano. In 1994, the Italian judicial system had its sights on Gulf Office and conducted an inquiry into its activities in the context of the Operation Clean Hands, unquote. Note again that Gulf Office ultimately led to Mercy International, an alleged derivative and subsidiary of Al-Taqwa. That is now located in the United States. We looked at Mercy International at great length in For the Record number 351. Now, more about Al-Taqwa and more about the Muslim Brotherhood, and in particular Saeed Ramadan and his move to Geneva, Switzerland, in order to hook up with François Genoux, alleged in the San Francisco Chronicle of 3/12/2002, to have founded Al-Taqwa. Genoux, a primary player in the post-World War II Underground Reich and in the Odessa Network, and a dispenser of Nazi Party funds. Bear in mind that the Muslim Brotherhood is strongly connected to Al-Taqwa. Turning once again to Dollars for Terror, in connection with Saeed Ramadan and his move to Switzerland, the Saudis advised him to make his home in Switzerland for both financial and political reasons. After the Second World War, the petrodollars from the Gulf benefited from the discretion and efficiency of the Swiss banking world, unquote, skipping down. Let us mention only the incident of the treasurer of the Algerian FLN, at the center of which the banker François Genoux may be found. Saeed Ramadan, and the Muslim Brothers thought they could play a part in the Algerian process as they had done in Palestine in 1947. Saeed Ramadan thus left Munich to settle in the city of Calvin. Now, bear in mind Banco del Gotardo and Clearstream, alleged by European financial expert Ernest Bacchus to have been involved with the establishment of Al-Taqwa, and also, as we looked at last week, the BCCI. Note also that Baudin Dunant, the co-chairman of the board of directors of SECO, the European headquarters of the European head organization of the bin Laden businesses in Europe and elsewhere, Baudin Dunant represented François Genoux in a case in 1983. We looked at that at great length in For the Record 354. Reviewing a sidebar from an article by Lucy Komeiser in the In These Times issue of March 15th of 2002, in a sidebar issue to Explosive, a sidebar article to Explosive Revelations by Lucy Komeiser, we have this article, Banking with Bin Laden. Following the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the United States started focusing its investigation on the financial trail of Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda network. Like any other large global operation, international terrorists need to move large sums of money across borders clandestinely. In November, U.S. authorities named some banks that had bin Laden accounts and it put them on a blacklist. One was Al-Taqwa, Fear of God, registered in the Bahamas with offices in Lugano, Switzerland. Al-Taqwa had access to the Clearstream system through its correspondent account with the Banca del Gotardo in Lugano, which had a published Clearstream account number 74381. Clearstream discussed in For the Record 356. More about it later. Check the website. But bin Laden may have had access to the unpublished system in what he calls a spectacular discovery, unquote. Ernest Bacchus reports that in the weeks before CEO André Lucy was forced to leave Clearstream in May of 2001, a series of 16 unpublished accounts were opened under the name of the Saudi Investment Company, or SECO, the Geneva holding of the Saudi bin Laden Group, which is run by Osama's brother, Yaslam bin Laden. Yaslam insists that he has nothing to do with his brother, but evidence suggests SECO is tied into Osama's financial network. And after discussing some of those particulars, skipping down. Furthermore, one of SECO's administrators, Geneva attorney Baudin Dunant, is a partner in a law firm, Magnin Dunant and Partners, that set up the Swiss financial services company SBAN, a subsidiary of the SBA Bank in Paris, which is controlled by Khaled bin Mahfouz. And Baudin Dunant is the co-chairman of the board of SECO and also was one of the attorneys for François Genoux. Now, research and translation credit on the following goes to a member of the listening audience in a very important article in Hit Lists, issue of April and May of 2002, by the remarkable Kevin Coogan, the author of Dreamer of the Day. We took a look at an allegation made in the Luxembourg financial journal Plus Minus that, in fact, according to Ernest Bacchus, who was one of the founders of the Clearstream Network, François Genoux was involved with the institutions that were involved with the funding of September 11th. We're going to look at a related allegation. This in turn alludes to the Plus Minus article. Research and translation credit on the following goes to a member of the listening audience. This article comes from the Bayerischer Rundfunk Online, or BR Online, that is the Bavarian State Radio Online. Their web address will be listed in the description for 357. And this is by Bayerischer Rundfunk Online from September 25th of 2001. This article was done by Rolf Bouvier and Pierre Mathias. It's headlined, Insider Trading Prior to the Terror Attacks in the U.S. Speculating on Terror. who profited from the attacks. And this article, again quoting Ernest Backes, who in turn helped to set up the Clearstream Network, not only discusses the allegation of François Genoux having set up financial conduits that helped to fund September 11th, but in turn, this article discusses Backes' conviction that allegedly organizations set up by bin Laden were involved in the stock manipulation in connection with September 11th. Discussing that and skipping down, these transactions are especially certain at success when one has insider knowledge, or better still, when one can directly influence the events that drive the market from within and below. This is exactly what the U.S. authorities accused bin Laden of doing. Financial expert Ernest Backes of Luxembourg has studied white-collar crime in the field of banking for many years. According to him, and parenthetically, he set up the Clearstream Network, there are indications of unusual transaction with which the groups associated with bin Laden could have earned money. Quote, "You can, for example, examine whether within a certain period of time there's been an attack against the securities of a given airline company. Since these securities are safe in a clearing system," unquote, "you can't get an overall view of who the owner was at a given time," unquote. The inspection authorities have such indications in both the U.S. and Europe. Most conspicuous is the sudden gigantic stock trades with options of American and United Airlines during a market downturn. The sales of United Airlines stock with so-called put options reached a climax on the Thursday before the disaster. By the way, we talked about this in For the Record program number 327, and I speculated that this might have been activity on behalf of the Borman Organization, and in For the Record 335, we took a look at an allegation that Altaqua was being investigated by Swiss authorities in connection with this speculation and also in other stocks. Now, skipping down. According to Backes's information, the trail leads to Switzerland to the accounts of an organization that was founded by the late lawyer François Genoux and evidently still survives. Says Backes, quote, "One of the grounds for accusation is that this Swiss attorney had the closest connections with the bin Laden family, that he was an advisor to the family, one of its investment bankers. It's known for certain that he supported terrorism and was the estate executor for Hitler, as well as being part of the terror milieu," unquote. So this article not only alleging a Genoux connection to the funding of September 11th, as did the Chronicle article of March 12th, but that the organizations involved in stock speculation date back to Genoux and parenthetically inevitably to the Borman Group, as I speculated about, assuming Backes is right, in 327. Now, reviewing an article that we looked at near the end of For the Record 356, this article also by Lucy Komeiser, this from the Earth Times website from November of 2001, headline, "Swiss Bank Handled Sale from Russian Bioweapons Company." And this talks about the aforementioned Banco del Gottardo in Lugano and strong connections between that bank and Biopreparat and Interplastica, both organizations involved with the former Soviet and later Russian biological warfare program. Note that in the book Serpent's Walk, the biological warfare attack that leads to the takeover of the United States in the mid-21st century by an underground Nazi organization descended from the SS and basically economic in its nature, this biological warfare attack is with microorganisms of allegedly Russian/Soviet origin. Now, of Banco del Gottardo and Altaqua and links to this Soviet/Russian biowarfare milieu, the individual who ran Interplastica and was allegedly involved with bribes, in turn connected to the Russian mafia, this is an individual named Begzhet Pakholi. Skipping down on the article, "The man who paid the bribes, Begzhet Pakholi, owner of Mabotex, ran Interplastica," parenthetically the Soviet/Russian biowarfare front. "Pakholi, who was born in Kosovo, supports militant Muslim groups. He finances the ultranationalist newspaper Bota Sot, based in Zurich, which has been condemned by the head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Mission to Kosovo, for sowing hate, intolerance, and strife, unquote. Through the Fund for the Reconstruction of Kosovo, or FORK, in Lugano, he finances the Kosovo Liberation Army, or UCK, known in the West as KLA. And, skipping down, speaking of Al-Taqwa and its links with the Banco del Gotardo, in turn linked to Beget Pacoli and Interplastica, Al-Taqwa Bank has operations in Switzerland, Italy, Liechtenstein, and in the Bahamas, and its chief executive is Yosef Nada, with board members Mohamed Mansour and Albert Huber. Mohamed Mansour is on the board of the Bosnian Institute in Zurich, so is Beget Pacoli of Interplastica. Pier Felici Barchi, Yosef Nada's lawyer, and Claudio Generali, whom we heard about in Dollars for Terror, president of the Banco del Gotardo, served together on boards of a capital management foundation in Liechtenstein and several enterprises in Switzerland. They are both leaders of the Liberal Radical Party, which rules in Switzerland and Tessin, and which till now has afforded the bank political protection from intrusive investigations by authorities. The U.S. should put an end to that. Interlocking directorates between Banco del Gotardo and Al-Taqwa, and connections to Russian/Soviet biological warfare programs, and in turn, yet another detailing of the Ernest Bacca's allegations about François Genoux Al-Taqwa and the speculation in the securities. Again, this is complicated. For details, check the website with detailed annotated descriptions of all of the programs on September 11th. They will be reformatted shortly. That website, www.spitfirelist.com. Look in the For the Record section. The discussions of September 11th begin with FTR 325. All of the various programs that I've done over the years are available on CD and or tape from Spitfire, P.O. Box 1179, Ben Lomond, California, 95005. Email mail, M-A-I-L, at spitfirelist.com. And again, visit their Real Audio Equipped website at spitfirelist.com. And note links to two websites maintained by sister station WFMU-FM in Jersey City, New Jersey. More recent For the Record programs are streaming at WFMU.org/Dave Emery, one word, D-A-V-E-E-M-O-R-Y. And older For the Record programs are available for download only on Real Audio at a website that is linked both to the Spitfire website and to the other WFMU URL. That concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 357, Mein Jihad, Part 5, The Jihad for Freedom, Part 2. This is being recorded on April 28th of 2002. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.